Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 112. Hands of Love. Suppose you lose someone in death, someone near and dear to you that you know up to the last breath gave no evidence of believing in the Savior. What does the Bible teach you to believe? The Apostle John has left the door open to let in a ray of hope. First, he says what he has to say: he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That appears to be a tone of finality. The word life has to mean eternal life. This present temporal life has been the gift of the much more abounding grace of Christ, who saved the world in a legal sense and has made it possible for the Father to send His rain and sunshine on both the just and the unjust. But that's not eternal salvation, necessarily. We know that Christ came to give Himself for us all, that every loaf of bread is stamped with His cross, and that unbelievers eat their daily food as the gift of His grace, although they don't know they are eternally and infinitely in debt to Him for all they have ever had. They have eaten from His hand all their life, but have never understood, that is, known it or believed it. John distinguishes between the two verbs. But right here is where we must step carefully. We cannot be sure which was the case with our loved one. Only the Lord can read the deep recesses of that human heart. The door of encouragement that John leaves open is in 1 John, chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. His will is this: God our Savior desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him, that is, by faith to believe what we shall see in the resurrection morning. The Lord will wipe all tears from our eyes. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. As your loved one's judge, the Lord knows the reason why he has been as he has been. You don't know. The Savior has loved that person more than you have. Your prayers may have enabled him to do something he could not have done if you had not prayed. Cherish what hope the Holy Spirit gives you. Your loved one is in His hands. And they are hands of love.